shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning and welcome. This is Clean Energy Radio, and I'm your host, Bruce Blake, along with my wife, Susan.
Hello.
How are you? How are you doing this morning?
Good.
Yeah, this is exciting to be back, and we're looking forward to another great episode of helping people understand how solar can fit into their life and everything about clean energy, everything that we can do to make our lives a little more efficient and save money. And that's really what it's all about. And
yep.
So we're about to make that turn right now. We're at the season where it's getting hot.
It is. Summer is here.
It just seemed like it just turned just overnight. And now it's look out.
Yeah.
Because we got another, at the end of this next month, that first big bill's coming.
Yeah.
We've been running our air conditioner for...
A little bit. Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a whole house fan, which is really nice. And if you guys don't know about whole house fans, that's a great addition to your home. Helps you cut your air conditioning costs. Whole house fan, basically what it does is just evacuates the hot air out of your attic. It draws in the cool air when the temperature drops to, you know, 75 at night. The house can still be real hot, and you just turn the whole house fan on, and it pulls that cool evening air in, and it evacuates all that superheated air out of the attic. And what it does is it lessens the amount of time we have to run that air conditioning.
Right. Just sucks in the outside air and cools off the house
really,
really efficiently.
It's amazing because as I talk to my clients out there, you know, a lot of people just don't know about them. And those that have them adore them. They love them.
Yeah.
They talk them up. But a lot of people just don't really realize what it is. Because it's doing two things. One, it's pulling that cool evening air in. But the other thing that's just as important is evacuating that superheated air out of the attic. Because what happens with that superheated air is it's actually radiating through the ceiling. And it's almost imperceivable. We don't really realize, but we're getting this radiant heat coming off the ceiling down at us. And it makes it hard. And so our air conditioners have to overcome all of that. So the whole house fan really is wonderful for just shortening the length of time we have to run our air conditioners. So that's a great thing. You know, when we're talking about solar, we don't want to forget there's things that we can do in our home first. And I think that's really important, that it's really disingenuous for us to go into a home and that's terribly energy inefficient and to make people put solar to offset all of that inefficiency.
Right. Like our house was when we first bought it.
Right.
You know, it was built in the late 70s, and it was all electric house out in the country on a well.
Yeah. Yep. No insulation in the attic to speak of.
Right.
Very, very minimal. The insulation only went up to the height of the 2x4, so like 4 inches, 3.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And over the years, we've done energy improvements.
Yep.
We changed out the windows.
All, because we had first generation double pane windows that were the aluminum framed windows, and those just were terrible as far as energy efficiency. So that helped a lot.
Right.
That was a great thing. And then we did, when we re-roofed the house, we put the radiant barrier down. We put the paper down, the felt, and then over the top of the felt, we put down this product that was a radiant barrier. And then we put the composition roof on.
That was that spongy foam with the silver.
Yep.
Looked like tinfoil rolled out.
Yeah, it looks like, like packing, like that green, super thin packing you put between plates.
Right.
With foil on the other side.
Right.
Anyway, that rolled out, and that just helped really cut the amount of heat in the attic. So that was a great thing. And then we did the extra insulation. We blew an extra insulation into the attic. And all of those things, and then your solar, you know, takes care of the rest. And then you go to that zero energy home. So if a customer has a really energy inefficient home and we walk in and we're evaluating that. I kind of am always looking at that type of thing when I meet with clients. And, you know, I encourage them. I mean, hey, do you have a whole house fan? And, hey, you know, in new insulation and that sort of thing. And that's a great, those are great options.
Right.
And we work with a couple of guys that there's some wonderful funding for energy efficient things. And we work with a local window contractor that replaces windows. And there's some funding that can be used for solar projects, for energy efficiency on solar projects. And it can be used for replacing windows.
Right.
And insulation. And, I mean, you go down the list. Anything related to water, wells. We do solar well pumps for people that want to take that out. If they're doing a lot of irrigating, we can put solar against the well pump. That's another thing that we did in our home. We our well was old because the house was built in the 70s, and so it needed to be replaced. We knew it was a big energy draw, and so we put in a solar well pump that... that is wonderful, and I like redundancy. I like the fact that I'm not depending on one thing. So I have solar panels that drive that pump and pull the water out of the ground, and we put that into holding tanks, and then off the bottom of the holding tanks we have a variable speed booster pump that will then pressurize all of our lines, but. Along with the solar, I can also run AC power to fill the tank. So if there's a fire in our area and where we know we're going to be using a lot of water, then I can run that pump 24/7 and really meet the demand. So, you know, we think about different ways of getting water. So I've got my holding tanks with water, and then we, you know, we look at things like we're out off of, you know, Bear Mountain and area, and there's fire danger out there.
Yes.
And so we want to be able to get to water. So off of our pool, we designed and we built our pool so that we could draw, the fire department could draw the water off the bottom of our pool, off the main drain, through a very large pipe, and we can fill tanker trucks with water from our pool as well. So thinking, you know, when you design, it's simple to put these simple things into place that are energy efficient, that are looking to the future for, okay, fire danger and that sort of thing. All of those things are important. And a lot of times people are trying to fix really bad problems in their home by just throwing solar at it. And... you know, solar is still, even though the prices have come down quite a bit, you know, it still represents a big investment. So why not make your home as energy efficient as you can within reason, and then, you know, make up that difference with a solar system.
Right.
Yeah.
What's the best investment as far as energy? Where do you start for someone who's out there and thinking, I guess every home is different.
Yeah, every home is different. A lot of times we're going into homes that are, you know, 10 years... you know, old or newer, and you know, they're kind of on the top of their game in a lot of ways. Their homes are pretty energy efficient, you know, and then and so there's not a whole lot that they can do, and so their PG&E bill really, or the utility bill, is really what it is. It's, there's not a whole lot of margin that they can make up, but a lot of times they, you know, the switching over to LEDs and we were just talking about in the RV market that, you know, that's a huge upgrade on an RV or a boat or anything that's working
houseboat.
Off a houseboat, or that if you switch those lights, those incandescent 12-volt lights to LED lights that are way more efficient, run way cooler, use a tenth of the energy draw, it'll save your battery life. It'll save everything. So it's the same thing in our homes, that if we're swapping out all of those incandescent lights, our first generation was going to those terrible fluorescent...
Twisty.
those were, you know, it seemed like a good idea at the time, but they were toxic, and they just, you'd turn them on, and they would start out slow, and then they would get brighter and brighter, and it just was terrible.
Yeah.
And then the LEDs hit, and they were expensive, but they were way better. And the first generation LEDs were weird because their color was really blue. It had a really cold, harsh color, but now they fixed all that. So the LED lights are super efficient, and they're warm colors, and they're really comfortable in the home. And they draw almost, you know, nothing. So
have the prices come down on LEDs?
Yeah, they really have. So now that's the other great thing, is they've come down, and they last, you know, the fluorescent lights, they said they were going to last for such a long time, and those failed like crazy, and, you know, so they weren't near what they said they would be. Kind of like you could have your own, keep your doctor if you wanted it.
Yeah.
So the promise that, you know, wasn't exactly the way it turned out. But the LEDs are really looking like it's a whole different ballgame. So LED lights is a great thing to look at. Whole house fans to reduce the amount of air conditioning, because their air conditioning is a big culprit. And then extra insulation in the attic, you know, those types of things. Windows, you know, all those things add up. And like I said, we have funding now that is good for anything that is. A lot of people look at these things and say, well, that's, you know, it's going to cost me, you know, money to do all the windows. And the windows aren't really as expensive as I thought. When we did our windows, I was kind of surprised that it was less than I thought. I for some reason, I thought it was going to be a lot more. And then when it was actually happening, I was like, well, this isn't so bad. So, but
if somebody has multiple projects, so I need a new roof, I'd like to exchange my windows and add solar energy to my home, we can package that with the different, you know, with the roofer and the window guy into one financing package
that is
for any home improvements that improve your energy consumption in your house.
That's right. Or water.
Or water.
So, yeah, so well upgrade, anything with irrigation type things, and they're pretty generous. So anything that looks is better than what you have already, it fits the bill. And the cool thing is, it's a financing program that really is. It's not based on credit score. It's not tied to the customer. It's tied to the home. So it follows the home. So you're improving the envelope of the home. You're improving the quality of the home, and that's what's great. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as you look at that, you just think, okay, you know, why not? If I can't afford to really lay out this sum of money, if there's equity in the home, this program will work against that, and it follows the home and not the individual. So
if somebody did the improvements now and sold their house in, say, 5 years, you'd make the first 5 years worth of payments, but then the rest of the payments go to the new homeowners who's enjoying the benefits.
That's right.
That you've done to the home.
That's right. Because it really is a benefit to the home, and so it just falls, which makes total sense.
Right.
So that's a great program that we really have enjoyed having that in our toolbox of ways to do it. And there's other funding available. And so if you've thought about doing solar, you've thought about these energy efficient things, I mean, now is a great time. Never before, since, you know, we've been doing this now for 16 years, we've been doing solar, and it was always hard to get funding. And
right.
It was like, in the past, people had to have the wherewithal to be able to move money around, to be able to get funding to make that all happen. And so these nowadays, it's way different. Local banks are loaning for solar projects.
They understand the financial benefits.
Yeah. For years, I'd go to the bank and I'd say, okay, we've got this customer that's exchanging a payment. They've got this super high PG&E bill, and they want to, you know, well, the bank saw it as another
debt
against them personally. And so, wait, instead of seeing it as an exchange of a payment for a payment, they just really were having a hard time getting their head around it. Well, now everyone understands solar, and they understand the benefit. And so there's local funding that's available. There's other stuff that's available to us. We have lots and lots of options. So people that have bad credit but have equity in their home, we can get them funded. So it's exciting.
So where do they call?
Well, they can call Powerhouse Solar at 275 5600, and we'd be glad to talk to you about it. Or visit us on our web at www.powerhousesolar.com, and we can talk more, but we can set up an appointment. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. This is Clean Energy Radio. I'm Bruce Blake along with my wife, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Bob Martin here at AM 1460 KCNR, also streaming online at KCNR1460.com. Our AM transmitter was recently damaged by lightning, and as a result, we are having to broadcast at very low power on 1460 while we continue to work to fix the problem. In the meantime, we invite you to continue listening to us online at KCNR1460.com. Rest assured, we're working to restore our AM signal as soon as possible. Thanks again for listening to KCNR Radio.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar Energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
What shall we do about them? Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at WeThePeopleRadio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Back to
Good morning. Welcome to Clean Energy Radio. I'm Sue Blake. I'm here with Bruce, and we're talking about anything that helps you save money on your electric bills, and particularly solar. We're here every second and fourth Saturday mornings, and that's our topic. And so we were just talking about ways to improve your energy consumption, particularly our house. We've done pretty much anything you can think of doing. At our house. That's what happens when you buy an old house.
We did it. We put a pool in, and we made sure that one of the things that we do a lot for our customers is we put variable speed pool pumps in.
We're doing a lot of that.
That is what we found is that that the pool pumps are a huge consumer of energy. And, you know, for us in Reading, because we're hot up here, that we've got to run our pumps, quite a bit during the summer months. Starting now, you know, a lot of times we can cheat and cut back in the wintertime. But now we've got to increase our runtime. And the concept in pool design is that you want to turn over all of the water in the pool in a 24-hour period. So if you're running, you know, for typically it used to be you run your pool for 8 hours at a certain speed, and then, you know, and you could turn over that water. That's an ideal world, but that was kind of design criteria that pool builders were looking at. Well, the pumps were a single speed pump, and either 3/4 horse, 1 horse, 1.5, 2 horse, and sometimes up to 2.5 horsepower pumps.
Running 8 hours a day. Wow.
Yeah. And so a couple things happened was the speed of that pump moved the water through the filter and through the return lines and stuff at a high velocity. Well, it was hard on a filter, they found, and it was just a lot of pressure against the pump. So the energy it took to run the pump was a lot more. Well, so the philosophy changed, and just recently, actually, in the last few years, I mean, they've been out probably 10 years, but they really didn't see any more traction. But the idea is that let's put in a variable speed pump, which means the pump will run at different RPM levels. Let's lower the RPM, slow that water down. It does two things. It filters the water much better, and when you're putting that water through, instead of it pushing, forcing the water through the filter at 15 pounds per square inch or 20 pounds per square inch or 25 pounds per square inch, depending on the power of the pump and the size of the plumbing and that sort of thing. Let's slow that down. Let's ramp that filter, let's ramp that pump down so that filter's not working as hard. And actually what we found is that you could actually cut the speed in half and double the runtime and cut your energy consumption by three quarters. So you're using a quarter of the power, you're doubling your runtime, cutting the speed in half, and it just was all around win. It was the filters last longer, it filtered the water better, mm-hmm. it just was a great thing. Well, for us in PG&E territory, well, I guess anywhere, the pool pump is really, what it does is it drives us into those upper tiers. It's one of the culprits during the peak of summer when you have to run your pool a lot longer.
Right.
So if we can save money on that, that's one of those other things that we were just talking about, ways of improving our home. A variable speed pump typically costs, you know, in worst case, you know, on the biggest pool with, you know, the largest variable speed, you know, could be around $2,000 to replace that pump. And then there's some incentives for that pump.
Rebates,
available.
Both PG&E and the City of Reading offer those rebates.
That's right.
So they understand
it's
really saving energy.
Exactly. So when we put those pumps in, basically, like especially in PG&E territory, it's the best way to think about it. It's really saving those kilowatt hours from the top tier. Excuse me, the top tier of the rate structure.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is dollars well spent.
Right.
I mean, it's incredible. So when you look at that, so the variable speed pumps are huge.
There's a lot of pools in Reading. A
lot of pools, yeah. So, but it's interesting. It's, even though it's been hot the last, few weeks, and people are still, their pools are still cold. And I was just with a lady yesterday, and you know, she's got this large pool in Anderson, and you know, she's can't swim in it. And you know, we've been swimming for
2 months.
For 2 months in comfortable water. I don't like cold water. And we've been swimming a lot because we have our pool solar that really, you know, takes the edge off that water and allows us to really enjoy that pool. It extends the swim season, basically. When we design these, we design them to extend the swim season by about 6 weeks on either end of the season. So it gets us in, like we were swimming in April, I think we started in April, and we'll swim all the way till to October, and so all the way to Halloween. You know, it's typically, you know, Halloween's right about the first time we get our first rain.
Right.
The nights are get pretty cool, so that's kind of the, you know, but we actually swam in I think the first week of November, didn't we get one day?
We were motivated though.
Yeah.
It was a new pool and we were getting in.
We didn't care. No, it was, so we did the first week in November. So anyway, right about Halloween, and so that's, so we basically doubled the swim season, because typically, even though we're hot up here in the North State, we have like a 3 month comfortable window of swimming.
So what do people have to do to get pool solar?
Well, basically, just call us. Again, you can call us at 275-5600 and schedule an appointment, and we'll come out and take a look at your circumstance. And everyone's different. There's really two options for the pool solar. One is a ground mount, and the other is roof mount. And so if you've got a good roof that's facing, anywhere from east to west, anywhere, you know, all through that, the east, south to west, you know, it will work. In PG&E territory, you know, we like the easterly facing roofs because we want to run our equipment in the morning, pick up that morning sun when the energy costs are lower. And then, but in REU, in Redding, you want a south facing is ideal. And, but there's, pool solar is very forgiving. And it, so basically we meet with the client, we find out if they've got an appropriate roof structure that will fit, if they've got space, land, that we can build a ground rack. And that's one of the things that's unique about what we do is we've seen a lot of ground racks go in that just don't last very long. In fact, the pool solar panels are warranted to last for 12 years. And they'll easily, we've seen that, they'll easily get that.
Mm-hmm.
And but the ground racks, if they're built out of wood, won't last.
In the North State?
They will get eaten up, and we see the ground racks failing way before the panels fail. And so that's terrible. Well, everything we do is overkill. Everything
right.
we do is kind of over the top. And so that's just kind of the way I've always done things. And so, but what happens is the ground racks is a lifetime rack. It's all made of galvanized pipe. Aluminum, stainless steel, galvanized substructure underneath the solar collectors. And those will, you can replace panels. I mean, it go through a 15, 20-year life of the panel, and then you can just take the panels off, and, you know, if they do fail, you can put all new ones on, and the ground rack will be just every bit as good as it was the day that it went in, you know.
Right.
Maybe dirty, but that's it. As far as structurally, it'll be completely sound. So, the ground rack adds to the cost, but it really is, it's amazing. And you know, the pool represents just a big investment. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's a big investment in the enjoyment of your home. And you know, I mean, we feel like we're on vacation at our own home. And so, anyway, but. But with that short window, basically you're doubling your usable swim time, and you're getting the benefit of having, you know, comfortable warm water. And
how much space does it take?
So it all depends on the pool, and so that's one of the things we evaluate when we come out is we look at the pool, and we'll say, okay, what we are looking for is 50% of the surface area of the pool we want to have in solar collectors. So the solar collectors come in different sizes, but the primary one is 4 foot by 12 foot long. So that's 48 square feet per panel. So then we kind of do a quick calculation, and it seems like the average pool is, you know, a smaller pool is like 5 panels. The average is between 6 and 7 panels, and then it goes up. A larger pool can go 9, 10, and up. Mm-hmm. And then we get into commercial pools that'll take even more. And so then the panels, like I said, are 4 foot by 12 foot long. So then you just take the amount of panels, you multiply it by 4 feet, and then it gives you your length. And they're always 12 foot long. So as far as the racking is concerned. So we build these. Everything's put in concrete, and, you know, the pipes are trenched underground. And they're gorgeous when they're done. I mean, they're really a nice, you know, looking rack.
Yeah.
You know, so.
What if you don't have room, like if you're in a subdivision and you just have a backyard with a pool? Talk about where you're going to put it on the roof or.
That really is, then your roof is the only option. And typically we're, you know, like I said, anywhere from east facing to west, anywhere in there, east, west, south, you know, anywhere that we want to stay away from north. Anything that goes to the north side of east, to the north side of west, to the north, we want to avoid that if we can. And sometimes there's not options, and people really want solar, and so we can go into that area, but we have to overcompensate by putting in additional panels to compensate.
Mm.
And it's not typically as bad as it may sound. Like with PV, you'd never want to do that. But with pool solar, the time that we're looking for it is when the sun is high in the sky.
Right.
You know, it's like in April, you know, we're at the equinox, and then and the sun is rising in the direct east and setting in the direct west. And then for the rest of the summer, it's going actually higher in the sky. And so, you know, to be on a northerly slope is not the end of the world. But we always compensate by adding additional panels to compensate for less than optimal orientation. So that's what we would look for.
Okay.
We look for the best, and then we just, you know, we make the adjustments.
And types of roofs?
Comp, you know, up in the North State, comp roof is really the predominant roof. But we can install on any roof. You know, flat concrete tile, barrel tile, metal roofs. So we can install on everything. So it really is, it's a matter of what the customer, you know, wants aesthetically. If they're, you know, they don't look bad. I mean, it's one of those things where once they're installed, you don't even notice them anymore.
Right.
You know, they're there, and they're, you know, it's one of those things you just don't even think about.
Yeah.
So, but it's funny. The other day I was on the phone with a gentleman, and you were listening on the other line.
Yeah.
And I went through this whole long spiel about pool solar, and at the end, you know, Sue said, "Well, what did he say?" And I told her, I said, he needs to talk to his wife. And your comment was,
"Oh, that's a no-brainer."
Why?
Every wife wants a warm pool, of course.
Women love warm water. So men, keep that in mind, that if you want to make your wife happy, put in pool solar.
Yeah.
And she'll be happy.
Well, we can do that.
And that's what we do. So, yeah, so that's another great thing. So variable speed pumps help with the energy costs. And then pool solar. And again, if you call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600, we'd be glad to schedule an appointment. There's no obligation, no cost, and we come out there. We schedule the appointments for about an hour, but it doesn't even take an hour for the pool solar to really talk about. And we look at, you know, your pump and your equipment and how we'd plumb it and how we'd trench, you know, to the location. We'll explain all that. The great thing is we just have a ton of really happy customers. People love it when they put their pool solar in.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty exciting add-on to the pool.
And if you go to the website, powerhousesolar.com, you can look at pictures of homes that have added solar.
That's right.
See what it look like.
Yeah, it's great. And so we'll be back. We're going to take another break, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes. And this is Clean Energy Radio, and I'm Bruce, and this is Susan Blake with Powerhouse Solar.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600 or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar. May be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
There's country in the air at this year's Shasta District Fair, opening at noon today. It's the final day, and Fair Gates and Carnival open at noon with acres of entertainment for the whole family. Enjoy the antics of hypnotist Chris Mabry. Lassen Hall Kids Corner is crazy with Brad's World of Reptiles and Puzzle Mania. Plus, camel rides, Adam the Great strolling comedy magic show, and more. The grounds are full of live entertainment all day long, and all entertainment is free with paid fair admission. Stroll the grounds for your fill of all that great fair food, corn dogs, cotton candy, ice cream, and so many more choices. Don't miss the annual Junior Livestock Auction. It's your chance to come out and support the local youth and pay off time for all their hard work. Then, at 7 p.m., it's crash, bang, and crazy time with go-kart, auto, and boat races brought to you by Budweiser and Bud Light and Action News Now. Gates open until 1 a.m. See you at the fair.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Do you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Are you looking to diversify your retirement with gold and silver, but not sure about the high-pressure salespeople on an 800 number? You'll find honest, straightforward answers to all of your questions with the local staff at the Gold Mart, with no additional charge, fee, or commission added to your purchase. See just how easy purchasing gold and silver can be with the help of your hometown professionals at the Gold Mart. Call 221-4653 to make an appointment or stop by today. The Gold Mart, down in Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hello, and we're back. This is Bruce Blake with Clean Energy Radio and my wife, Susan. We're a Powerhouse Solar, and we're your local solar installers. We do everything kind of related to solar. We do solar pool heating. We do solar electricity to offset your utility bills. We do sun tunnels, which we haven't talked a lot about. It's not a huge part of what we do, but it is, again, it's sun-related and helps people, again, save energy because they don't have to run their lights if their home is dark inside. We put these sun tunnels in that brings the sunlight in. We do sun tunnels. Those are the things we really focus on mostly. Anything related to the sun is, and helping the sun work for us.
Right.
Is really kind of our goal and what we love to do. You know, we've got a problem in the world with energy, and we're trying to solve it in all these different ways through petroleum products, through natural gas, through coal, through wind. But really, the solution comes up every morning.
Right.
And we believe the sun is a great resource to be harnessed and to be utilized, and it brings enjoyment. And so we like to take advantage of that in every way that we can, lowering our energy costs, increasing the quality of our life by bringing that sunlight into our homes, increasing our enjoyment of our leisure time through our pools. That is really important to us. And so we like to help people save money and save energy. And, you know, it's not going to get any better. And so we need to figure out ways to cut our costs. We're not it's funny because every time I think about it, I don't consider myself a real green, you know, person. You know, that's not – I don't believe in global warming necessarily. I believe in climate change. I think the climate does change. But I don't think we have as much to do with that as we think we do. I think it's pretty arrogant of us to think that we have that much to say. But I do think that the climate does change from time to time. And but 1 degree shift in temperature over a 100-year period is, it seems
not
pretty
much.
Stable to me. I could be wrong, but it seems pretty stable. So I think the Earth is pretty self-regulating, and we have a amazing creator that designed the systems to work beautifully. And so anyway, that's kind of who we are. We're a local company. We were founded in 2003, family owned. My wife and I own the company, and we run it with our two boys, Travis and Kyle, and we employ
14 people.
Great crews. We have always the foundation of our company is based on quality, and there's a lot of junk that's on the market. There's a lot of stuff that the consumer really isn't aware. A lot of times they haven't done the research, and they think solar, and they think all solar companies are the same. But the reality is that all solar product is not the same. And last week, in our last episode, we talked a lot about the SunPower product, and we talked about the benefits of it. And SunPower is the undisputed. There's no question. You ask anybody that SunPower is the best solar module in the world. There's no one that even comes close to them, comes close to the quality of their product, the lack of degradation over time. And so it's important to remember that when you're buying solar, you're not buying energy for today or tomorrow. Because if we were, just go buy the cheapest things out there, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, because it doesn't really matter. But we're buying energy over time. And that's what becomes critical. Because what happens is a inferior product will begin to degrade and derate over time. And it just puts out less and less power. And it's not enough to really throw an error code on an inverter. And you don't really see it. You kind of intuitively know it because your bill starts coming back from PG&E.
Mm-hmm.
And so the panels are starting to derate. And it is a matter of you get what you pay for. And SunPower's panels don't derate like the competition. In fact, there's a third-party study, a company called Black & Veatch, who did a study to determine what the degradation of solar modules is over time. Well, they determined that it rained. There was a huge range. And SunPower went right to the top of their study as the most efficient less degradation panel on the market, and they degrade it at 0.1%.
It's nothing.
It's nothing. When you think about it, what that means is that in 25 years, a SunPower module will be running at 97% of its rated capacity. In 25 years, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. And so there is virtually no. And when you see the way they're designed, and this is what we display this at the home, at the kitchen table with clients. We'll show you what the SunPower difference is. When you see it and you realize the construction of the panel and how unique and different it is, it's different. It's better. It's completely different than the competition.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this poem that I've used. And anyway, it just talks about the idea that that there's hardly anything in the world that someone can't make a little worse and sell a little cheaper. And
everybody understands that.
Everybody understands
it in everything you buy.
Every single thing we buy. And so that's where you really got to be. It's buyer beware, really. And no one regrets buying SunPower, but a lot of people regret buying other product. And so that's what we do. We really focus on the best products. We use the best pool solar panels on the market by a company called Favco that's been around for 50 years, I think.
Probably,
I mean,
yeah.
They used to be manufactured out of the Bay Area, and they, in around 2000, they moved their manufacturing plant to Chico. So they're right in our backyard. So we deal directly with the manufacturer. We drive to Chico to pick up the panels. And because we're down in Chico a lot. And so we pick up our panels directly from the manufacturer. Same thing, we're dealing directly with the manufacturer with SunPower.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times guys that are installing are dealing with distribution, third party.
Right.
So the dealers are selling to the distributors, and then the installers are buying from the distributors, and they're a step away. We deal directly with the manufacturers and all as much product as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a few things we'll buy through distribution, racking sometimes. But even like with our pool solar, it's our own proprietary customized rack. We design every rack individually for the terrain, for the location that we're putting that pool solar in. And then it's critical. So everything we do is on the PV side is engineered. We have our own engineer that takes care of all of our engineering and dealing with the counties and the jurisdictions. And that's a topic for another day. We need to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
In a future episode, we're going to bring in my project supervisor and my lead installer, and to talk about some of the things that we see and what we're dealing with and as a company. And so it's exciting, though, but that's kind of the premise that we've based our company on. Sell the best product that we know. Sell and install what we put on our own home.
Right.
Because we want to do things well. We want to do things with quality. And don't look back, you know, and don't second guess or regret. You know, when we have huge windstorms, you know, and I sleep well at night. And even though we've got tons of systems on roofs and on ground racks, because we know we built them correctly. And I used to have a buddy of mine that was building, and he used to panic every time there was a windstorm. because he knew that he was going to have major problems. And
yeah.
That just, you know, it doesn't even cross my mind. We had, the last couple of days, we've had a lot of wind, and it hardly even crosses my mind because we build so well. And I've hired guys that are they're OCD. And what we found is that an OCD employee is hard to beat in a lot of ways because they are concerned about the way things line up, the way they look, the way, you know, they don't cut corners, and fits perfect with my philosophy and of how we want things built and how we want things done. And they have great job satisfaction because they can build. They can look back at every job they do and say, you know, that's the best that could have been done. It couldn't have been done better.
And that makes happy customers.
And that makes happy customers. Now, it's funny. We will look back at jobs we did from, you know, 13 years ago and 10 years ago and we'll go out in those jobs and we think, we're doing better now. but we did it the best that was possible back then. But then product has changed and gotten better and has improved. And so we're constantly looking for better ways of doing things that we do. And so it makes for happy, satisfied customers. And anyway, we've seen a lot of companies come and go, and that kind of brings up the last thing. So all solar product is not the same. All solar companies are not the same. And there's a lot of new upstart companies that have come in. There's a lot of companies that are from out of the area, not local. We live here. We're in this community. And it's important for us that we have friends that are client friends that we see at the home shows. And I love going to the home shows. I love being there and having customers come by because it's always a pleasant experience, And so, we're local, and then I think none of my customers, and they know that they paid for a premium product, and they paid, they could have got it for cheaper, but no one regrets having bought from Powerhouse Solar because they know that we're going to be around and that they bought the best product that can be gotten and have the best installation that's available.
I think people trust you because you're a good educator. And people that are buying a product, they need to be educated.
I like that part of it. And I think that is true. I think that they like knowing that I know what I'm talking about and I've been in the industry for so long that I won't sell somebody something that I wouldn't do myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so things have changed. I mean, there's things that we don't do anymore. There's product we don't sell anymore. Because we don't feel good about it, because it's not what we consider the best or the, but when we find that we find a better product and that's what we do. So it's critical. So anyway, we just it's exciting to see what we can do to help people get their homes back in running efficiently. And that's what we do. So if you want to give us a call at 275-5600, that's an area code 530, in case you're listening from out of the area, 530-275-5600, or visit us on the website at www.powerhousesolar.com. We'd love to talk to you about it. We'd love to set up an appointment where we can come out and actually educate you on your home and some of the things that you can do to make your home as energy efficient as possible, because that's really what it's all about. And when you look at, going forward, energy costs aren't going down, and they're going to continue to go up. And so,
everyone recognizes that.
The utility grid that provides our power to our home is really, really old. And if you think about it, how much time have you seen the utility spending upgrading transformers and upgrading junction boxes? It just doesn't happen very often. And those things are old. And they've been around for, I think about my street and, our area. I mean, nothing's really been done for years and years and years. And that is, that's a bad sign. Because eventually that has to happen. Well, what the utility doesn't just absorb that cost. They pass that expense on to us in the form of higher rates, and they have to, and we understand that, we get that, and so the utility rate's not going to go down. So the sooner people put solar in, the better. People talk about, well, is it better to wait and to put solar in and wait till the technology? No, there's never been a time when someone should have waited. Now's the time to do solar. So we'd encourage you to call us, and schedule an appointment. We'd be glad to come out and take a look at what you got going. So,
So thanks for joining us this Saturday morning. And this is Clean Energy Radio. Bruce and Sue Blake, we're the owners of Powerhouse Solar. We employ local people, and we're invested in our community, and we appreciate your business. And so thanks for being here. And we'll be back next time talking about solar energy.
We'll see you then.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Correspondent Raph Kassert reports a major anti-terror investigation has been unfolding today in Belgium.
The government has called a National Security Council to look at the situation after there were raids overnight because authorities feared that an attack was imminent.
Some 40 people were questioned. 12 suspects remained in custody amid what officials fear had been a major terrorist plot. Authorities say firefighters contending with 100-foot-high flames made some progress overnight in keeping a New Mexico blaze that destroyed 24 homes already from getting much bigger. Livestock rancher Carmen Bodine did think it was the smart move to get herself and her animals to safety.
If I couldn't get them in, I was absolutely not going to leave. Nobody's going to separate me from my animals. You take me out dead with my animals, but I'm not leaving the animals behind.
In Goleta, California, meanwhile, Santa Barbara County Fire Captain Dave